Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
In the name of God, the abundantly merciful and intensely merciful. Prayers be upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, the Imams and Mahdis. The request for the pure source of religious knowledge is a significant obligation upon every believer in God. The intellect and soul flourishes with religious knowledge from a pure source. That pure source originates from the appointees of God, the infallible ones. The intellect and soul can become spoiled and tainted with corrupt knowledge based on whimsical desires that don't aspire to truth or nourish the soul's well-being. Ordinary people may think that although they are assigned with religious duties on this earth and carry the responsibility of acquiring and learning pure knowledge, the appointees of God are exempt from such a mission. They might believe that these appointees are the exception since they are far more superior. However, their superiority lies in the fact that they are appointees of God and that God protects them. However, the Holy Quran demonstrates that even a prophet of God like Moses is not exempt from the obligation to seek knowledge. In the Holy Quran, God the Exalted and Mighty presented the riveting story of the prophet Moses meeting with a virtuous servant. The prophet Moses thought highly of himself one day when he went to the pulpit proclaiming that no one was more knowledgeable than himself. Then Gabriel, peace be upon him, was given a command from God. He was to immediately inform Moses that he needed to step down from the pulpit, as there was someone on earth more knowledgeable than he was. From that moment, the quest from Moses to meet the virtuous servant began. In summary, Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan's book, The Journey of Moses to the Junction of the Two Seas, sheds light on the comparison between the level of knowledge of the virtuous servant and Moses, the meaning behind the story in the Quran, and what lessons can we reap from this beautiful field of wisdom. The all-wise Creator is directing our attention to this lesson so that we may reflect upon the endless levels that exist for killing the ego. He also wants to show the believers that even a prophet like Moses is required to obtain knowledge, although during the meeting he revealed his weaknesses in the face of the knowledgeable virtuous servant. The actions of the virtuous servant, such as killing the lad, sinking the ship, and erecting the wall, were apparently unpleasant for Moses and hard for him to endure while in the virtuous servant's company. The reasons behind his actions were initially a mystery to Moses, but they were revealed and interpreted soon afterwards. Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan, peace be upon him, discusses these interpretations and points out the lessons and how they are relevant to the time of the Mahdi in order that we learn from them. All of the above issues are answered and addressed in the book, The Journey of Moses to the Junction of the Two Seas. Moreover, the author explains the esoteric meaning of the Junction of the Two Seas and gives the answer as to why Moses forgot the fish and the meaning of the fish in the Holy Quran. He also teaches us the valuable lessons and meaning regarding this incident, so that we may gain understanding. This story was one of the secrets revealed with the passage of time. It simply required the arrival of the rightful owner after hundreds of years to decipher it. The author completes the picture and reveals indisputable knowledge that puts an end to the argument and ongoing debate about the mystery surrounding the identity of the virtuous servant. The author, Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan, answers all the controversial questions that relate to the story in the Quranic chapter, The Cave. He reveals lucid, undisputed interpretations that illuminate the mind and take it to great heights. He engages the reader and helps him reach true understanding of the divine sacred texts of God. All of this is done by revealing the exquisite eloquence and beauty in the meaning of God's words and lessons.
Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.